Hi, I'm Donna Butler, founder of the Broke Wives Club, and I just want to take this pause for the cause and help you shift gears for the upcoming week. It's very hard to stay focused when those around you don't see things the way you do. Take, for instance, a phone call I received yesterday from a friend of mine that I was once very close to. We traveled in the same circles, liked the same music, kicked it at the same clubs, and something happened. I shifted gears, and she didn't. When we spoke yesterday, within 5 minutes of our conversation, she paused and told me that I had changed. I smiled to myself because I, in fact, have changed. And it was funny because she hadn't changed. She was still complaining about the same things. She still traveled in the same circles with people who complained about the same things. And I asked her about it. I said, have you ever thought about making a change in your surroundings? And she paused again, and I could just see her face without even being in the same room with her, because I know her that well. And I could see that look of, are you kidding me? On her face. And without a second thought, at least what I didn't think was a second thought, she blurted out, I love my friends. They are my best friends. Girl, that's where I get my support. And then I thought about it, and it hit me. Where was I getting my support for the changes that I had made in my life? And I thought about the toe chain. And I thought about all the marvelous people that I've met in the last 8 months that have helped me on my journey from broke to stoked. No, I am not the same person. And does it make me better than my friend? I don't think so. But it does make me different. I have progression in my life. I have goals in my life. I'm not the victim in my life. I lay blame where it needs to be. And so I extended a link in the toe chain to my friend and told her about the Broke Wives Club. And she laughed. She wasn't ready to make that shift in her attitude. She wasn't ready to do things that others might not approve of. She wasn't ready for any of that. And that's what I want to say tonight. In order to make the shift, in order to go from broke to stoked, sisters, you have to want it. And not only want it, be willing to put friends aside to make shifts in your life that they may not approve of. I'm doing that. And I'm happy. And when I look back, which is very, very, very unlikely that I do, but when I do, I find that the shift was worth it, and I want to keep going forward. We'll talk more about going forward in our next pause for the cause. In the meantime, keep shifting those gears, keep your eye on the prize, and keep dreaming, sisters. Peace out.